The fate of 126 asylum seekers hangs in the balance after the Thai government rejected a request from the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees to meet them. The Rohingya are stateless Muslims from Burma near the border with Bangladesh. There are reports that the Thai military has towed up to 500 of the asylum seekers out to sea with little food or water, and in some cases the vessels had no engines or navigational equipment. Catherine Clifford reports.
The UNHCR says it wants to access a group of 80 Rohingya asylum seekers being held on the island of Koh Samui. It also wants to access a further 46 Rohingya who were intercepted by the Thai military several days ago. In a statement, the refugee agency says it wants to determine whether they need international protection. But the Thai government has rejected the approach at this time, saying a Human Rights Committee of Thailand's Senate will debate the issue first. Editor of the World Refugee Survey, Merrill Smith, says it's not the first time Thailand has denied the UNHCR access to asylum seekers.
They have also restricted access to the Lao Hmong refugees near the border of Laos. It disappoints me because I think allowing international access by a human rights organization like the specialized in the treatment of refugees, such as the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, is the minimum that Thailand can do. And I think it would invite greater sympathy and assistance from the international community to help Thailand with the refugees. It is not, after all, Thailand's fault that it happens to be surrounded by refugee-producing countries.
What about the argument that Thailand has had some serious internal domestic conflict in recent months, and they want to try and sort that out, and any foreign policy issue is something they're going to leave to address at a later time?
Well, I don't think the political turmoil in a country or political rivalries and the elections and that sort of thing justifies any abrogation of human rights on this level. I don't think that is any justification at all. On the other hand, there is a rebel secessionist movement in the south. Now, there are some security concerns if the refugee influx should impact that. That, too, does not justify pushing people out to sea, but it does. That throws in a somewhat more relevant complication.
President of the Refugee Council of Australia, John Gibson, says the situation has been deteriorating for some time. He says Australia should do what it can to assist the High Commissioner to convince Thailand to rethink its position.
Well, I think we simply, in light of what's been going on in the last few months, we have to take a more sensitive and understanding view. I think our present government's policy, which of course is a much more sensitive policy in relation to boat arrivals, gives our present government at least a moral basis of saying to the Thai government that this is the sort of thing you shouldn't be doing.
The President of the Refugee Council of Australia, John Gibson.